Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An individual who bought the lies of Planned Parenthood is now pushing back with a lawsuit. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we often talk, of course, about Planned Parenthood and abortion, but don't forget, they are the second largest seller of these puberty blockers and hormone treatments.
You know, it's Planned Parenthood, of course, has been in the abortion industry for so many years, and they make a lot of money off of abortions. That's their bread and butter, if you will. That's where they make a lot of their resources. But they also have jumped into this LGBTQ agenda, pushing these puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. And so this is a case that accuses the abortion giant of giving her testosterone following an evaluation that included a 30-minute consultation with a nurse practitioner. It's just you, take the shot, and start becoming more male. That's what the person was told. So this person goes to Planned Parenthood, and the nurse practitioner, in a 30-minute consultation, listens to the person, and these people can have all kinds of issues. They could say, I'm depressed, I don't get along with my peer group, I feel anxious about my body, I don't like my looks, whatever it might be, have anxiety, on and on and on. I have body dysphoria, meaning that you're discontent with how you look. I mean, what teenager or, you know, somebody who's an adolescent is totally content with how they
really
look? You know,
it's part of
growing
the
up,
age.
Right?
Yeah.
So they come and they say, I've got all these issues. And this nurse practitioner or this person says,
cha-ching, cha-ching, I hear some money.
You know what your problem is that, oh, you know what? God made a mistake. They don't say that. They don't say God made a mistake, but that's what they're saying. You were just born in the wrong body. You're not really what you appear to be. You need to explore. If you actually want to be content with who you are, you just change your, quote, sex. You can't change your sex, but that's what they tell them. And we can fix all this. Of course, the person is desperately needing help because they may have all kinds of issues that are confronting them.
Many of these children or young adults that are struggling with this, they're probably on social media, and they're probably dealing with some autism, which also probably adds depression, anxiety, all of that, which, as you know, we've talked many times, this is not the answer. The answer is get to the root cause of these problems.
You know, I feel sorry for these minors that come to these counselors that abuse them and give them misinformation that's very damaging because they're coming for help. They need help. They're asking for assistance. They're there for a reason.
Right.
They're there because they have confusion about who they are, what they want to be, how they fit in. They have confusion that sometimes is exacerbated by school, by clubs, by social media. They start going on social media and they come across things like this crazy doctor down in Miami that nicknames herself Dr. Titus Deletus. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. But she is proud about how many breasts that she amputates in it.
Well, social media makes it look cool, you know, and kids want to be cool and they don't want to be, you know, nerdy looking or they don't want to be bullied. So hence why they go down this road.
So they get involved in some of the social media stuff and they then think, oh, you know what? I can actually feel better if I just, quote, transition. You can't transition, but that's the words that they give them to use. If you just quote transition, you were just in the wrong body.
And all your worries will
flush
away.
Your exterior may look female, but you're actually something else inside. So let's just make your inside match. Let's make your outside match what's inside. So let's just give you puberty blockers, and that'll stop the progression of your production of testosterone if you're a boy or estrogen if you're a girl. In this particular case, it's a girl, and she comes to Planned Parenthood, and she has a 30-minute consultation, and the nurse practitioner says, well, let's just give you a shot, and you'll start becoming more male. Well, no, you won't become more male. You're still a female. You may have physical appearances.
Your chromosomes stay the same. Your DNA stays the same.
Grow facial hair, or your voice might be deeper, but you're still who you were born to be. But if you do that, by the way, you'll be all fine and you'll be good. So this particular 20-year-old woman now has accused in a lawsuit that Planned Parenthood was pushing her into a, quote, gender transition when she was 18, leaving her with lifelong damages.
Good for her for filing suit. This needs to be happening more often.
So this Christina Heinemann, she's filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood that is America's largest single provider of abortion and contraception. The case accuses Planned Parenthood of giving this female testosterone following an evaluation that included only a 30-minute consultation with a nurse practitioner. She charges that her permanent side effects now include hair on the back of her hands and face and constant discomfort. The report also explains that Heinemann also charges her sexual responses have been changed, and a double mastectomy left her chest scarred and alternatively numb and raw. It's just really sad what happens. It's really horrible what happens to these kids. The report also says that Heinemann went to a Planned Parenthood clinic in Hudson, New York in November 2021 when she turned 18, seeking testosterone after her parents were skeptical about her claim to, quote, gender dysphoria. By the way, if she were a minor and she went, you know, when she was age 18, her parents weren't supportive of this idea, of course. So she waited till she's age 18. She goes to Hudson, New York in November 2021. But if she were a minor and the parents did not support this, she could flee to Minnesota, where Governor Tim Walz is, and the parents wouldn't be able to do anything about it by a court order because Minnesota, under Tim Walz, has become a sanctuary state for these LGBTQ runaways. So she says in this report and in the lawsuit, the teenager was reportedly instructed to fill out a consent form for masculinizing hormone therapy. According to medical records, a nurse practitioner noted that Heinemann had consulted with a mental health provider. The nurse and Heinemann then disclosed or discussed expected changes such as growing a beard and body hair and a deepening voice. The two also reportedly discussed that changes to fertility may be permanent or reversible.
That
yeah,
is a lie.
Reversible, but they're not reversible. They're
right.
More than often irreversible.
Right.
So yeah, if you don't like it, you can just stop and everything will revert back to previous. But, you know, only a year into the treatments, she discovered that her gender was not the root of her issues and regretted the process. In an interview with Free Press, she said, quote, I was brainwashed. A lot of people say that adults should be able to do whatever they want.
You know, let me just say, Satan himself is the father of lies, and this is part of his evil agenda, and his joy is to destroy our children, whether they're in the womb or outside of the womb. And here's an example, a young child, let's say, she's 20 years old, but she's still probably a child in a lot of ways. And so in order to destroy her is to destroy her body physically, taking off her parts, you know, giving her hormones, puberty blockers, whatever it is to change her and to make her so discouraged about who God has created her to be. That is his agenda.
Well, the Free Press has reported that Planned Parenthood is now supposedly the nation's largest provider of these kinds of hormones, particularly for minors. Also noted that her suit is coming as the United States and many states are going the other way. There's a number of states that have passed laws, and we're tracking all of those, that say no puberty blockers, no cross-sex hormones, no mutilating surgeries. They're protecting minors, primarily the red states. It's unfortunately a distinction between the red states and the blue states.
And European countries as well, too.
And European countries are trending the other way to have more common sense to stop these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries as well, because they've seen that it is damaging and it causes more harm than good, of course. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. And for more information to track these issues, lc.org/helpkids. That's /helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.